Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Congratulations, you're here. I hope you're having a wonderful night. You're going to work, you're leaving work, you're making money, driving trucks, you're in your car, taking care of people, you're watching folks, you're making sure things don't go wrong. Maybe you're just in the bed. Congratulations to you. I'm going to be here with you for the next 3 hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to Carlos Ortiz, holding it down in New York City, our producer for this evening, doing a bang-up job. And if you missed the first hour of the show, it's simple. You should know this by now. I say it every single damn night, multiple times a night. Hey, Carlos, I love the Ghetto Boys. Give it a hard stop. Cut the music. If you're not hitting rewind on the free Odyssey app, what the hell are you doing? Like, I say this every night. Do you know how many people hit me up and go, hey, JR, missed that, JR, missed that? And I'm saying, do you listen to me? Do you just ignore what I say at the beginning of the show? You shouldn't. A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can listen to all 4 hours of the show. Hey, JR, I missed it. I want to hear this. Then hit rewind. It's in the app. Anyway, I hope you're having a tremendous night. Shout outs to everybody listening live on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. I don't care if you're in Charlotte, here in Atlanta, what's up to all my folks on 92.9 The Game? You could be in Tampa, San Diego, Green Bay, Chicago. You could be everywhere. Portland, Seattle, Idaho. You could be anywhere. Thank you for being here, okay? You can also listen on SiriusXM channel 158. And then if you got a smart speaker, just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. If you missed the first hour of the show, we talked quarterbacks because there's still a lot of quarterbacks that are moving around. Matt Ryan is expected to be released by the Colts. What a surprise, right? This might be the end of Matt Ryan's career. Last time I saw Matt Ryan, he was sitting around on CBS during the playoffs talking about football. Good for him. Andy Dalton. And by the way, Matt Ryan, yeah, I don't care. Matt Ryan, is he going into the Hall of Fame? I don't know. I don't have a vested interest. I could care less. Had that MVP, played forever, went to a Super Bowl. If he won that Super Bowl, he would be in. I'm not so sure. Andy Dalton finding a second life here. Andy Dalton is going to be joining the Carolina Panthers, a 2-year deal, $10 million. Whoever the Panthers select at number one overall, if they decide to hold on to the number one overall pick, Andy Dalton is likely to start the season unless he is embarrassed in training camp by a rookie. And at least he can probably still get some of that money. And then we talked about Aaron Rodgers, who is going to be speaking with Pat McAfee tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, where I assume, well, this much I know, he's just going to talk and talk some more. And then he's going to say people don't know what they're talking about. And then he's going to listen to himself speak. And then Pat McAfee's going to hype him up. And they're both going to hype each other up. And Rodgers will say, I didn't have no stinking wish list. of which was reported today by Diana Rossini. She says Aaron Rodgers wants Randall Cobb, Mercedes Lewis, Odell Beckham Jr. if he's going to the Jets. I'm like, well, damn, man, ask them for everything else. Ask them for their firstborn son, their firstborn. Ask them, why not? Alan Lazard is already there. And so the world continues to turn and revolve around Aaron Rodgers. What else is new? We got a whole lot more to get into. I'm going to pick up the phone lines momentarily. It's 855-212-4CBS. Stephon Gilmore is going to the Dallas Cowboys, which is cool. The other team, there is another team in New York, the New York Giants. They've been able to add a gigantic tight end from the Raiders. We'll talk about Darren Waller and Kelvin Beachum and Lamar Jackson and Steph Curry. We talked about this briefly last night. Steph Curry turned 35 years old today. Good for him. And then the first four games are already underway for the NCAA tournament. It feels weird to even say that, the first four games of March Madness, giving us an extra four games like it means something. Well, I guess it does. Tonight, this game already took place, is done. Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, beat Southeast Missouri State 75-71. A young man by the name of, who's this guy? Jalen Jackson from San Antonio. Shout outs to everybody down in Texas, especially San Antonio. Jalen Johnson led the way for Texas A&M Corpus Christi with 22 points. You know what? Let's show this team some love, because they ain't going to get too much more love, because they're going to take on Alabama next. This is the end of that game, courtesy of Westwood One and the NCAA Radio Network.
0.5 left. Mushila bends his knees. Perfect. Let's it go. Off the front of the rim. No. Branson from one foul line to the other basket. Well short, and the game is over. A landmark victory for the Islanders. Texas A&M Corpus Christi is a winner in the NCAA tournament for the first time. A&M Corpus Christi puts away Southeast Missouri State 75-71 here in Dayton, and the Islanders advance to play the number one overall seed, Alabama.
That ain't nothing to be excited about. That ain't nothing to be excited about. Ass whooping is coming. It's like getting cold to the woodshed. That's why they play the games, right? Let's see what they can do up against Alabama, but I'm not so sure it's going to be all that pretty. The other first four game for this evening is currently going on right now. Mississippi State and Pittsburgh are playing a close one. Mississippi State currently leads 48-45. There's 11 minutes left in that game for everybody trying to continue filling out their brackets. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The New York Jets aren't the only, they're not the only team in New York, right? They're not. We got the Giants, even though both of these squads play in New Jersey. They try to keep their damn players out of New York City so they don't get in trouble. It's over the river, over the bridge, maybe through a tunnel or two. But the New York Giants, I don't even want to say quietly, they are very Giants-esque. The New York Giants haven't had the best, you know, reputation over the past few years, and their coaches and some of the players, Pat Shurmur and Joe Judge. And now they've been able to switch things up. They went to Buffalo and snatched up the offensive coordinator, Brian Daboll. They got an assistant to be their general manager now in Joe Shane, and they're very workmanlike. There's none of this, let's bring in a circus sideshow to be our quarterback to try to win a championship, because the New York Giants, for as bad as they've been over the past few years, they are still one of the legacy franchises in the NFL. The New York Giants are a Tiffany franchise. It's like shopping at Tiffany's. And the New York Jets are like going to the 99-cent store. Ain't nothing wrong with that. A lot of us do it. But every now and then, it get kind of gritty in there. And so the New York Giants have given Daniel Jones a four-year deal. And you would expect him to improve and get better, right? They franchise tag Saquon Barkley, who, for the most part, almost, period, he's just a good dude, shows up, does his damn job. Quietly give Isaiah Hodgins a contract. Most people have never heard of him. But the move that they made today, you should pat the New York Giants on the back again. They traded a third-round pick that they got for Kadarius Toney, who just won a Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs. Congratulations to him. The New York Giants got back a third-round pick. They just flipped that third-round pick for a 6'6", ridiculously athletic tight end in Darren Waller. Daniel Jones got a weapon to throw the ball to now. You know, the New York Giants aren't done bringing in weapons. They're not done. We haven't even got to the draft yet. And the New York Giants have already improved their roster. They have flipped Kadarius Toney to Darren Waller. And God bless Darren Waller. He's been able to turn his career around. Talked about his substance abuse issues when he was a teenager. Talked about his use of alcohol. And he's been able to be a Pro Bowler in the NFL. If he is healthy, and I know it's an if, Darren Waller is going to get you, I don't know, 800, 1,000 yards, 6-plus touchdowns. You can't miss the guy. He is 6'6". Matter of fact, Tom Pelissero, he was on the NFL Network. And because these guys like to hang out on their phones and be on TV at the same time, he actually broke the news of Darren Waller going to the New York Giants. This is on the NFL Network. Listen.
Rhett, it is a blockbuster trade. The New York Giants acquiring star tight end Darren Waller for the Raiders in exchange for a third-round compensatory pick, number 100 overall. The Raiders had trade talks going back a year or so. In fact, there were talks about Waller potentially being in the original Davante Adams deal to Green Bay. Instead, he stuck around with the new regime and coach Josh McDaniels in Las Vegas for one season. He battled some injuries there. The fit was always a question. Now he goes to New York, where that regime there with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll have been looking for big-time weapons to help out their newly extended quarterback, Daniel Jones. The pick that they're sending to the Raiders is number 100 overall, which is the pick they got from the Chiefs in the Kadarius Toney trade. Well, people watched Kadarius Toney in the playoffs and said, boy, the Chiefs got a deal here. Well, now the Giants turn that pick into a guy who has been one of the rare playmakers that we've seen here in recent NFL history.
What the hell? Tom Pelissero thinks he's me? Coming from with all this damn information. Anyway, the New York Giants are on the up and up. Good for them. I'm happy. Maybe their recent draftee from last year, Kayvon Thibodeau, will shut up. He's been very active all the time. But the New York Giants are kind of moving quietly. And they're carrying a big stick, and they're trying to continue to elevate. I'm happy to hear it. Meanwhile, the New York Jets are just a circus sideshow. They are brothers in arms with the Raiders. Because just yesterday, it seemed like, oh, my God, Jimmy Garoppolo goes to the Raiders. Okay, it's Jimmy G. You'd have more dependability looking at Derek Carr. It could be worse than Jimmy G. Fine, whatever. You'll wait for him to get hurt. You franchise tagged Josh Jacobs already. You still have Davante Adams. The Raiders were able to add Jacoby Myers from the New England Patriots. And then they moved Darren Waller. And I said to myself, whoa, wait a minute. Outside of Josh Jacobs and Davante Adams, this has to be the most basic of basic offenses that I'm just like, what are we doing here? I mean, the minute that the trade was announced, you had guys like Josh Jacobs going on Twitter, and they were upset with the move. They're like, what the hell are we doing here? And it's also been reported, because what else are we going to do? Just base off everything off of rumors. Darren Waller just got married to Kelsey Plume of the Vegas Aces. Josh McDaniels, the head coach of the Raiders, shared this news with the world publicly before they did. And so now there's even a rumor going around that, you know, Darren Waller and Plume were not happy with this, and it precipitated the trade that we saw today. And if it happens to be true or it's not, who cares? This is still the Raiders. And the Raiders are going to be as basic can be. And now Jimmy Garoppolo has one less gigantic human being to throw the football to before he gets hurt or injured. And welcome to the world. The Raiders, it's only, Tuesday, March 14th, the 35th birthday of Steph Curry. And the Raiders, what is there to be enthusiastic about? Carlos, are you enthusiastic about the Raiders? Do you care?
The Raiders, no, but as a Giants fan, I'm over the moon.
Yeah, you excited to have a six? Who's the last solid tight end that the Giants had? Can I even say Shockey, or am I missing something?
I was just going to say Jeremy Shockey probably was the most complete tight end that we had in terms of willing to block as well as pass-catching abilities, because Daniel Bellinger last year as a rookie, nice player. You know, he was doing really well before the eye injury, but, you know, Waller is an exceptional receiving tight end. Waller doesn't want to block, though, so if you can combine those two guys, you might have one complete player, but this is something to be excited about if he stays healthy. That's going to be the biggest thing.
I got a more important question. We know that crap. Where the hell is Jeremy Shockey? What's he doing? Is he selling houses in Florida? What's he doing?
I don't think Jeremy Shockey knows where Jeremy Shockey is.
Oh, wow. He's probably, I bet you he's in Miami right now. He's wearing some white shoes and some shorts and a shirt, and he's smoking a cigar, and he's just living the American dream. I think. Good for Jeremy Shockey. And bad for the Raiders. If you're a Raiders fan, I feel bad for you. What is there to look forward to this season? Nothing. And then you wanted Aaron Rodgers? Take him now, right? Disaster. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of this break. I'm going to try to understand what the Raiders are doing, but I think that will be a complete waste of my time. I want to tell you about the Dallas Cowboys. We'll talk about the Cardinals. The Falcons here even have a quarterback. And Lamar Jackson, he was on Twitter today talking about his contract. We got a lot to do. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations. Dr. John Draper talks about the new 988 short code for mental health suicide lifeline.
In terms of just providing access to a service that we know is effective in reducing emotional distress and suicidality among people who contact, you're definitely going to reach more people, including save more lives.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.
Attention sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BETUS. Join now. Mention BetUS 2022 and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS, where the game begins.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR, man? I listen to your show every night, man. I tell you what, man, you miss your calling, bro. You miss your calling as a comedian. You are a funny dude, man. I don't mean that in no disrespect, but you are truly funny.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, you hear that? You hear that music in the back? Yeah, it's cold outside. I think the majority of America, it is cold. Why? It's ridiculous. I'm looking at the temperatures all over the country. We got snow in the Northeast. We got storms. We got rain. We had clouds today. It's just bad all over the place. It's like you get one day of spring or 2 days of spring, and then it's just gone. This weather sucks. Where's spring when I need it? I guess we're still technically in winter, but I mean, damn. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, I talked about the New York Giants elevating themselves, trading for Darren Waller, swapping out a third-round pick to bring him in. That ain't too shabby. And then the Raiders are just, they're being the Raiders. I don't know if Josh McDaniels thinks he is smarter than everybody. I feel like he's going to outsmart himself here. How long is it going to take for Jimmy Garoppolo to be hurt? At what point is somebody that we ain't never heard of throwing the ball to Devontae Adams? Josh Jacobs is like, man, y'all going to make me play on this stupid franchise tag, and the Raiders are running nowhere. It stinks for them. We have some callers who have been waiting patiently to get on the air, so let's talk to them. I have a feeling I know where this might go. Let's go to Green Bay, and let's talk to Chad. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Chad? Oh, Chad isn't there. Carmen is calling from Baltimore. Carmen, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, JR. You are definitely the tip of the spear when it comes to sports, man, and I thank you for that. Great commentator, man.
Thank you.
Before I get into that, dude, what happened to the man? He had 16 points. It was what, like 2.5 minutes left or something like that, and wound up with like 30-something at the end of the game?
What? What are you talking about? College?
I'm talking about professional. I'm talking about Stephon Curry, man. I mean, was it the last game or the one before he...
Oh, no. I think it was last night, Klay Thompson had 33 points in the first half, and he knocked down 8 threes as well. He was 8 of 12 from downtown. And then the rest of the game, he had 6 points in the second half. Yeah.
It's incredible, man. Unbelievable.
Yeah, if I could shoot like that, I would. I mean, I guess if he could, he would too. He had 66 points, but he did it.
Incredible, man. Yeah. The reason I'm calling, for us fans in Baltimore, I don't see – this thing has really gotten to the point for what he's initially was offered for Lamar, you know, to turn it down. He wants everything guaranteed. I get it. But I don't think the ownership's going to go for that as far as a fully guaranteed thing. And my question to you is, how long is this going to play out how long can he take or extend this to where he's going to make a decision whether he signs or not for whatever the Ravens give to him? Because, I mean, we just had to knock off a few people to get to the under the salary cap just to pay him for the 32 or 35 million or whatever he's getting, you know, at this point.
Well, it's my understanding that they have until July 17th to come to a full agreement with him outside of what he has been slapped with for the franchise tag, which is about 32 $1 million. Is it going to take that whole damn time? I have no idea. I do know, which I'm sure you're familiar with, that today Lamar Jackson decided to, answer a few tweets. And there was a point Baltimore beat down. I don't know how reputable they are. But Baltimore beat down basically said Lamar Jackson turned down $200 million guaranteed back in September. Lamar Jackson responded with a little bit of a meme. And he said, that's cap, which is basically, that's a whole ass lie. And then he went on and continued and said, 3 years, 133 guaranteed. He rolled his eyes. He said, but I need an agent. And so he's disputing what people are saying. And then he put out his own separate tweet, Lamar Jackson did. People throw crap at the wall and hope that it sticks. What any of this means? I have no idea. It could lean one way or the other. Honestly, I think he's going to stick around in Baltimore. What do you believe are his alternatives? I mean, outside of the New York Jets being screwed out of Aaron Rodgers, who else is going for this man?
Yeah, I mean, Tampa, maybe? I don't know.
If I'm Tampa, I'm rebuilding. I don't want to trade or give money to him for what? Just to pay him? No. It's slim picking.
I'm sorry. I said I fought Carolina, but now recently what just happened to Carolina, that's not going to happen. So, I mean, his chances are getting smaller and smaller as they go.
Yeah, no, it is. But I wouldn't – well, wouldn't that pose well for Baltimore retaining him? I mean, everything that we've heard from last week where he was hit with the non-exclusive tag, we went through an entire list and were fed an entire list of about six or seven teams that said we are not going for Lamar Jackson. And even almost a week later, some of those spots have been filled. Today, the Falcons, man, we've heard and learned that they're going to be adding Heinicke. They want to see what Ridder can do. Those two dudes will compete against each other. We know Carolina has decided to move up to the number one spot. The Raiders have added Jimmy G. The New York Jets are suffering, potentially, with Aaron Rodgers. So, if I'm a Ravens fan, I'm looking at everything else going on across the NFL, and I'm saying, yeah, this is a pain in my ass, all this waiting, but all the spots are, unless there's going to be some super headline, flashing news, Lamar Jackson goes to someplace we didn't think about, I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Yeah.
Hey, enjoy the ride, Carmen. At least it's not Aaron Rodgers, okay?
Yes, sir. God bless you, buddy. See ya.
Thank you, man. Be well. Chad is back from Green Bay. I guess the aliens dropped him back off. Chad, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Yeah, let's try this one more time. Yeah, thanks for having me, man. But, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is just ridiculous. He's asking to get players to come to his team. And the whole Pat McAfee show, I mean, it's all nonsense. He talks about, you just said UFOs, Martin Luther King about vaccinations. It's just nonsense. And I just don't get it.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers will tell you tomorrow about the weather. I don't know. I told you it's cold. Maybe he'll tell us about that.
Yeah, dude, there's 4 feet of snow out down here right now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, man. I mean, Jordan Love is the summer of love. I bought a Jordan Love jersey about 3 weeks ago. I'm ready to wear it. Ready to go, man.
Is somebody in Green Bay printing up summer of love T-shirts? Is that a thing?
Probably not, because nobody here likes Jordan Love. Everybody
that's not
Jordan
true.
Love.
That's not that, true.
That's how it goes.
That's not true. There are people who call me up and say, oh, we're sick of this guy. We can't wait to see him. That's not true.
But see, the last caller said they were going to go 4-12. We're not going to go 4-12. I think Jordan
Love
is
good. Well, why are you listening? Don't listen to another caller. I'm talking about in general, man. You think in a general sense.
The reason why we're not going to be good next year is because of Joe Barry.
Well, Chad, relax. Listen to me for a minute here.
All right, I got you.
Do you believe, in a general sense, people in Green Bay do not like Jordan Love? You think that is an overall consensus? The majority believes
still
that?
There?
Am I still there? It's my show. Of course I'm here. Now you're gone. Guess I'm a jerk. I don't know. I don't hear that. I talk to plenty of people from Green Bay. I think the majority of people are ready for Aaron Rodgers to move on. And if that is going to be the case, which it looks like, then they're ready for Jordan Love. No, right? Doesn't that make sense? Who wants... You can't just have it all the damn time, right? You can't have it both ways. You want Aaron Rodgers gone, but you still want to compete? You think you can go from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers and then all of a sudden, poof, another Hall of Fame caliber talent just falls in your lap? It don't work that way. One day you're going to suck. And that day's probably coming soon, unless Jordan Love is decent. You know how much I know? Nothing. Like everybody else. We could be watching Jordan Love play for the Packers for the next, I don't know, 10 years? Or we could watch the Green Bay Packers just go completely into the toilet. It's possible. NFL is built for parity. The Green Bay Packers, man, they done struck gold. They done hit oil. Welcome back to reality. Hey, the Indianapolis Colts thought that they had that with Peyton Manning, and they had to wait and then get Luck. And then Luck said, I don't like going to the bathroom and peeing blood. This NFL thing is not for me. And look at what the Colts have been doing. Now they're going to get rid of Matt Ryan. And then they had Rivers. And they don't want to look at these guys play. Maybe Jordan Love will be better than all of them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to get to your calls. And then I'm going to tell you about America's team, right? They're still America's team. Hey, Marco Belletti, you're the Cowboys still America's team? What are they called, right? No?
I mean, if you want them to be, sure.
I don't care. I don't care. Did Jerry Jones, does he have that, like, patented? Can you patent that? Like,
you know, it didn't start. That came around in, like, the early 70s. So I don't know if that could be, if that's something that the Cowboys have patented since. But that was actually an NFL Films thing. So I don't know if that, I mean, I guess because the NFL owns the NFL Films, so I guess they can still have control of that. Because it really wasn't supposed to be. It wasn't built on, because they are America's team. It was kind of a throwaway line in one of those year-in-review films because the Cowboys were kind of like America's team because they were the little engine that could and couldn't get over the hump.
I thought it was associated with Roger Staubach. I thought that's
why. Yeah, because they couldn't get over the hump. They were like the team that was always there, but they couldn't finish it off, and they were America's team because everybody rooted for them to finally get that Super Bowl, and then it turned into what we have now, which is not the original intention, I don't think.
Yeah, I thought it was Staubach because all of his amazing service. But anyway, Jerry Jones has turned that into what $8 billion? Yeah, it's the most valuable franchise, I think, maybe on Earth. I guess they are America's team. Just a bunch of losers, though. They got a new cornerback, though. He's pretty damn good. I'll tell you about it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You my man, dude. You have become my favorite sports reporter.
Well, thank you, Jameson. What we'll do is we'll chop what you just set up, and I'm going to send that to the people who write my paycheck, okay?
Let them know it, man. You the guy.
Hey, shout-outs to him for helping me get a pay raise. Maybe I'll give him 10%.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I ain't giving him no money. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. There's so much going on here. How about this? Let me give you an update. I shared with you at the top of this hour that we have, now both of the first four games. We got two more done. Texas A&M Corpus Christi, you just heard Marco say this, beat Southeast Missouri 75-71. And we had another game that just went final. Pittsburgh Pittsburgh just beat Mississippi State 60-59. And so in the process of moving on to the next round, or I guess the opening round, now they're a normal team, whatever you want to call them. I told you that Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, they're going to take on Alabama. And now that Pittsburgh has beat Mississippi State, Pitt is going to go on and take on Iowa State. And then our final two games of the first four, they will take place tomorrow. Fairleigh Dickinson will take on Texas Southern. Shout-outs to TSU. And then we'll also have Nevada taking on Arizona State. And so that will wrap up our first four tomorrow night. The winner of Nevada and Arizona State, they will take on TCU. And then Purdue will be waiting on the winner between Fairleigh Dickinson and then Texas Southern. And so not necessarily matchups, but that's why they play the games. Let's see if all four of these teams, let's see if any of them actually go ahead and advance. And outside of Pittsburgh just beating Mississippi State, there's so much that went on today in the NFL and free agency. The Vikings are signing Byron Murphy, taking him over from the Arizona Cardinals. We also learned that the Detroit Lions, with Jamal Williams being a free agent, I guess we won't have as much colorful commentary, at least from the running back room. They got David Montgomery from the Bears. And so it will be interesting to see where Jamal Williams ends up. And then there was just, there's just so much more movement today. It's going to be difficult to keep track of. I told you about Heinicke. Heinicke is going to be a Falcon. Falcons are bringing this dude in to compete with Ritter. You want to talk about, man, well, I just told you about Murphy heading over to the Vikings. Yesterday, I told you Patrick Peterson is going to be signing with the Steelers, and Patrick Peterson talked about that. He's leaving the Vikings. He was on his own podcast, All Things Covered, and he explained why he's going over to Pittsburgh. Take a listen to this.
My plan is to take my talents to the steel curtain, man. I'm going to take it to the terrible towels, man. I always obviously grew up watching all the greats there. You went to Super Bowls there. Obviously love Coach Tomlin and what he brings to the table.
Yeah, and he refers to his cousin, Brian McFadden. Shout-outs to B-Mac, who played for the Steelers. And this is, we hear this a lot. This isn't the first time we heard this. People love playing for Mike Tomlin. And if you sit down and speak with him, if you hear him, I think you understand why. If folks who are just always ready, willing, and able to run through a brick wall in support of Mike Tomlin. And so it's going to be real cool to see Patrick Peterson, head out to Pittsburgh. And let's see how much he has left in the tank. He was able to show that he still, quote-unquote, got it when he was out in Minnesota. And I think he still has more to give out in Pittsburgh. Someone who has more to give, this was a little surprising today, but maybe not so much. Offensive lineman Kelvin Beachum for the Arizona Cardinals. We know Kyler Murray is the man who runs the show there. He blew out his knee. It's highly unlikely we see him at the start of the season. Kelvin Beachum was a free agent. Tomorrow, he will no longer be a free agent because he's signing a deal to return to Arizona. And I don't know how difficult or awkward it will be. Maybe not so much. Come training camp or maybe even later into August. Because Kelvin Beachum, if you recall, he was on radio 98.7 in Arizona. And he basically said that my quarterback needs to grow up. Listen to this.
There's a lot of criticism of Kyler. Mm-hmm. What does he have to do, in your opinion, to be great?
Grow up.
Give me an example.
Be a man and grow up. Like, it's not complicated. You got to be a leader of men, period.
And he's not right now.
He's maturing.
But he's not there yet.
He's not there. It's not a completed process.
It's not a completed process.
Be a leader of men. He's got all the tools, you think?
He has all the tools, man. If some guy can throw off one leg, he can, you know, throw it a mile. He can run faster than anybody else on the field.
He just lacks the leadership.
He's put together. I didn't say he lacks the leadership. I just think he needs to grow up a little bit. Yeah. And I think if he has the ability and the willingness to grow up, he's going to be just fine.
Okay. Kelvin Beachum going back to Arizona, a two-year contract. And you can't imagine that Kyler Murray enjoyed hearing that. Kelvin Beachum is 33 years old. Kyler Murray is, what, 25? He should be turning 26, I believe, this year. And we've heard this plenty of times. And I'm sure they'll get locked in a room and Kelvin Beachum will explain and Kyler Murray will roll his eyes. Or maybe they just get over it. These guys are making a lot of money. I'd worry about other things. And then we got the big one that went on today. If you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, America's team, right? You got to be happy about this. I'm happy for Stephon Gilmore. He's actually going to be on a team that people care about, that people are going to watch. Stephon Gilmore traded from the Colts to the Dallas Cowboys for a fifth-round pick. This is someone who in 2019 was the defensive player of the year. A little bit older at 32. He still has gas left in the tank. Watching him play for Carolina, watching him play for the Colts, just seemed like a massive waste of time for someone who has been one of the NFL's best defenders, especially going back as a defensive back. You want to see the best of the best competing in damn good games. And so Stephon Gilmore, able to go out to Dallas, and he already joins a defense that has turned a hell of a way around since, I'd say, 2019, 2020, where they were basically historically crap. They were historically bad. You have Diggs and Parsons. Leighton Vander Esch just signed a deal to stick around. Donovan Wilson tackling everything that moves. They want to bring back Dante Fowler. And so for a defense that was just the worst in Cowboys history a few seasons ago, they got some game changers. Still got Lawrence up front. Congratulations, Stephon Gilmore. He's going to be playing football games that actually matter. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Daniel is here from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Daniel?
Hey, my friend.
What's up? What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing today? Man of respect.
Well, thank you. I'm doing even better now that I'm here with you. What's up?
That's right. I'm just letting you know, I don't really care where Rodgers go. As long as, because now, if the Rodgers go to death, the Chicago Bears, we're going to be on the move. So we're going to be the king of the North.
You just think the Bears are going to move the Lions out the way? I think the Lions
The Bears going to move the Lions out of the way. They're going to move Minnesota out of the way. We're going to be the king of the North. So as long as the Rodgers go, I don't care where he goes. I don't really care what he does tomorrow. I'm not even going to listen. I'm going to listen to you tomorrow night to see what's going on with Rodgers. Regardless of what. We got our deal. We got all the drafts we want. We got it.
You took the first. You Panthers took the pick, and you got a wide receiver. Hey, Daniel, call me tomorrow, and then let's see what happens with Aaron Rodgers. Okay.
Yeah, we got DJ Moore too. We got a good wide receiver.
Yeah, I mentioned.
We're ready.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate you, man.
Okay.
Drive safe out there. You too.
Bye.
Shout out to all the Uber drivers out there. Making money. He probably got three passengers in the back. He's talking to me about the Bears. Hey, Melvin is calling from Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Melvin?
Hey, JR, are you there?
I am here. I hope you are, too. What's up?
Okay, hello. Hey, I've been hearing a lot of talk about Aaron Rodgers on the radio, and I just wanted to give you a different perspective or my perspective of Aaron Rodgers. My son went to high school with Aaron out here in by Portland, Oregon. And Aaron, this is probably freshman year, Aaron was always like the best athlete. my son was in the was the skateboarder. You know, he wore the baggy pants and all that kind of stuff. And people, when they go to pick teams, Aaron was always a captain. They would never pick my son to be the last one picked, and people, all the jocks and stuff, making fun of him, what have you. And Aaron would always stand up for him and say, no.
Well, hey, Melvin, yeah. Wait a minute. I need to hear this story. Can you hold on through the break?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, hold on, Melvin. Don't go anywhere. We need to hear Aaron Rodgers' high school story and then determine if it's true. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk college hoops. We'll hear this story and more on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio.
BetUS.com is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the chance to cash in on all your favorite sports. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS, where the game begins.